Emeril Lagasse.
Hey, is this Mikey?
Yes, it is.
Mikey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Emeril, how are you?
I am super, and I can't thank you and appreciate you for having us on.
Wow. That is, you cannot. You're saying you cannot. You cannot you thank me. You will not thank me. No. Emeril, it's very nice to have you on. Emeril is the star of Food Network's Emeril Live and Essence of Emeril.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And he is also a guy that has really helped out the city of New Orleans, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, we're working hard at it, Mikey. I can tell you that. We got severely blown up, and lots of unfortunate damage and things there. But, you know, we're open for business, and I have two or three of my restaurants. Delmonico is soon to open, probably by mid-November.
Nola's one of them, right? Do you have a restaurant, Nola, in New Orleans?
I have Nola in the French Quarter, which opened in December, and the original Emeril's, and then Emeril's Delmonico, which is still not open yet. That got a lot more damage. And the city's open. We're ready for business. Come on down, and people ask how they can help. Come to New Orleans and spend some money and get a hotel room, eat in some of our great restaurants, and do a little shopping, and hey, we're working hard at it every day.
I was in Eddie and I were in New Orleans. We've been there twice, and we were there the first week of August 2004. Mm. It was a week before, maybe 2 weeks before.
Yep.
And actually, could not get a reservation at Nola. That's how popular it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very popular place, but I'm still looking forward to going there one day.
Yep. And then when was the last time when you returned?
Well, we haven't been back. We were there for a conference, and so we just haven't been back since. But
yeah, it's a different little place right now.
Yeah, I bet.
The French Quarter, the Warehouse District and the CBD area there, parts of Uptown, there's normalcy there. But you go out towards the lake and of course, the Ninth Ward and New Orleans East and all that stuff, and it's completely whacked out.
Emeril, let's switch gears. Let's have a good time. Let's talk some fun stuff, okay?
Let's do it.
First of all, Emeril has a new book out, new cookbook. It's called Emeril's There's a Chef in the My World, Recipes That Can Take You Places.
Yep.
And is this cookbook out now?
This is today. It's just being released today, and I'm with you guys today. It's a very exciting day. I've been working on this for a while. This is actually my third children's cookbook. Although I have a feeling by the end of the week there's going to be a lot of parents that are going to be latching on to this. But basically, beside educating people and kids about cooking and safety and sanitation, this book really sort of takes you around the world. And I felt there was a lot of dishes and a lot of cultural experiences that were happening here in America that kids really weren't quite sure about, and for that matter, probably adults are not quite sure about. So from an education, it's more than a cookbook because it's about reading, and it's about maps, and it's about, it's heavily illustrated. It's really, really simple to cook out of it. And it's dishes like, burritos and what it explains what panini is. And
that's cool.
We take you to different parts of the world with simple recipes. And it was absolutely a blast putting this thing together.
We're talking to Emeril Lagasse.
Bam.
Okay, now Emeril, I got to tell you, all I watch is sports and the Food Network. This is the only two things that I mean, if I could somehow get a deal with DirecTV where I only pay for sports and the Food Network, that's what I would have, because I don't watch anything else.
Yep.
So I am a big fan of the Food Network and the Food Network personalities.
Mm-hmm.
We had Paula Deen on last week.
Yep.
And so I'm going to ask you something that I asked Paula Deen.
Okay.
If you could make one dish to impress, what would it be?
Man, that's a difficult question for me because I'm really inspired by the weather, and I'm inspired by seasonal ingredients. So I have a well-stocked pantry. I'd probably ask you a few questions like, fish or meat.
Let me answer these. Meat.
meat, okay? And then I would say beef, pork, lamb, veal.
Veal.
Okay, and then I would say, well, right off the top of my head, I was going to make you sort of a panade veal dish that would have a little salad of beautiful, ripe, tasty tomatoes with chopped arugula and onion, sprinkled with lemon, and just a little drizzle of olive oil, and maybe a few roasted little fingerling potatoes.
You know why, Emerald, Food Network's the greatest? Everybody likes food. Everybody likes food. Real quickly, because we don't have much time with you, Emeril Lagasse's got a new book coming out. Emeril, there's a chef in my world, recipes that take you places. Let me mention Food Network chefs and tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Bobby Flay.
Good guy.
Giada De Laurentiis.
Beautiful.
Paula Deen.
Funny.
Alton Brown.
Hysterical.
Wow.
Rachel Ray.
Pass.
Wow.
Interesting.
Pass.
She's a great gal. I just didn't, nothing just came that quickly. Why don't I say this? Say Rachel Ray again.
No, I don't think I want to.
I don't want to.
That was too incredible.
We enjoyed that.
That really.
Say Rachel Ray again.
That was a moment, though, Emeril. Am I to read into this?
No, I love Rachel.
Okay.
She's busy.
Busy. Okay, Rachel Ray, busy.
Busy.
I'll accept that.
There you go. I'll accept that.
Okay.
This is fantastic. The conversation we will have as soon as you're off the phone, Emeril.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Listen, Emeril Lagasse's got a new book out today. Emeril.
You didn't ask me about Mario.
Mario Batali.
He's excellent.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What about these guys that are new to the Food Network that got it because they competed in a game show? Guy, I don't remember his last name. Guy, the guy that just won Next Food Network Star.
Don't know him.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
The Hardy Boys.
Don't know him.
Wow, this is fascinating.
What about Jamie Oliver?
He's good.
Emeril, your answers are so interesting.
They are really interesting, Emeril.
He's like, whatever.
I'm honest. What can I say?
Hey, I love it. I wish I could talk to you more. I want to talk to you more, Emeril.
Hey, well, we should do that.
No, come on. I want you to call in tomorrow. We'll plug the book 3 solid minutes, like an infomercial. But then we get to real, honest questions and answers. Tyler Florence.
He's a good guy.
I just am reading so much into his inflection and everything.
You're reading between the lines?
Yeah. Yes. I'm human. Of course I'm reading between the lines.
Emeril is the top dog over there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, whatever.
Yeah, he's the franchise.
Yes.
Like, if Emeril were to say, you know what? I don't care for that person. What are they going to do to him?
Fire Emeril.
Fire him?
They wouldn't do anything.
Exactly. I love it. Badass. You're the man. I like that. Bam.
You know, listen, guys, you know, I've been there a long time. I'm on my way out, you know.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Stop
what are you talking about?
Retirement.
Why?
Oh.
What for?
Did I just bum you out?
Yeah, well, why? Why would you want to retire?
I've been there 11 years.
Yeah, but Emeril, you're at the right
great
now.
Job.
Emeril, right now, more people know your name than ever before. Would you agree or disagree?
Yes.
They know your name more than ever before. Your star is only going to continue to rise the longer you stay on the Food Network.
You watch morning television?
Yeah, of course.
All right, watch Regis and Kelly this Friday.
I've seen you. Oh, are you going to make an announcement?
Back on.
Okay.
Me and Kelly.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Wow.
Emeril Lagasse. Not interesting.
Deal or no deal?
I love it. All right, Emeril. I'll let you go. We got to let you go, but...
All right. We could talk for hours.
No, listen to me. I'm not kidding you. We could talk for hours.
We'll have to do it again.
I would love... Next time you're on, I'm going to... See, I was afraid to tell you what my thoughts were on certain people because I thought you'd be offended, like, oh, they're friends of mine. They're on the same network. That kind of deal. Because some of them I really like, and some of them I can't stand. That, let me tell you. Can I tell you one? Can I give you my opinion?
Go. Tell.
That Sandra Lee, are you kidding me with Sandra Lee? She's gorgeous. That food is disgusting, Emeril. It's disgusting.
Oh, dude.
Emeril.
Tell us how you really feel, babe.
Come on. Emerald, she's...
Don't hold back.
Emerald.
Give me another one.
She's gorgeous, but that...
I don't think so.
You know? Wow! Emerald, you're an honest person, Emerald. Tell me why Sandra Lee has a show.
I look good in makeup, too.
Emerald, tell me why she has a cooking show.
I'm not the president. I don't know.
Please come on again. Oh, Eddie, I owe you an apology. I owe Eddie an apology.
Give me one more.
Oh, God, I need time for this. I didn't prepare enough. I'm embarrassed.
Come on, you put me on the spot.
Oh, Emerald.
Well, who else don't you like?
Okay, let me tell you who else I don't like. I believe that a lot of what Rachel Ray does is a put on.
Yeah. Do you think she's a good cook?
I do not think that she's a good cook.
Okay, say no more. Let's move on.
Oh my God.
Emerald, I want you on this program every week. Every week, Emerald. I want you on every single week.
You're the best.
We could have a segment.
Please. Oh, God dang it. Tyler, I got to ask you this one because I really think that Tyler can cook, and I think that a lot of it is real, genuine home stuff that he learned from home. I love, what do you think of Tyler's cooking? You could be honest if you don't like it.
Basic.
It is, but isn't there a purity to fried chicken? And people, if you don't know how to make a good, flavorful, zesty fried chicken, isn't there a place for that?
Yeah, you go down to South and you go to places that do great fried chicken.
What if you can't
really learn?
What if you can't? What if you can't do that? What if you could? What if you can't afford to go down to the South? You can't afford it, but you can watch it on television.
Then watch me.
Watch Emerald.
Oh. I'll give you the real deal.
Yes.
You're phenomenal.
I wouldn't fib.
You're phenomenal, Emerald.
I have no script.
You're phenomenal. I owe my producer an apology. I didn't want to have you on. I'm glad that I had you on. Now,
yes,
you've made a fan out of me.
Okay.
I know you don't care. You've got a lot of fans.
No, I care.
But
listen, we should have a segment.
Cook, I'm not kidding you.
Or no cook.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If I could somehow convince Clear Channel to give you $1 million to do a segment with us once a week, where all we do is talk honest thoughts about you, how you feel, I would do it. Because this was the most entertaining 20 minutes of my life. And I am not kidding you. Sandra Lee puts chocolate in Maui onions and pours it over a steak. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Emerald Lagasse.
I could put it somewhere else, but anyhow.
No! Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Listen, guys, nice talking to you. Look, let's do it again.
Please.
Yeah, for sure,
Don't
Emerald.
Just say that. Don't be Hollywood with me, Emerald.
For sure.
Don't be Hollywood. Don't just say my people will call your people.
Hollywood. I don't go to Hollywood.
Please call.
It's not like that.
You said that, so please let me hold you to that, and please call us again.
I will.
Oh, that was great. Thank you, Emerald.
All right. Thanks.
Eddie.
Wow.
Listen, now I got to tell you, Eddie, there was no way that we could have known that he was going to be that.
I agree with you.
But that made my month.
Oh.
Forget it.
Wow.
Phenomenal.